Welcome to Big Natural Talents. Okay, gossip time. Okay, we've got a few things on the gossip agenda today. What do you want to start with? What do you reckon?
Yeah, so this is our second ever edition of the Split Ep,
yep,
where we have the girly chats and a gossip only portion on your Thursday. So, oh yeah, I've got a lot of things. I'm so excited. So I have a big stinker of a interesting news gossip, and the story about how I came about it is quite funny.
Okay.
So, looking at the news to find an interesting story, came up, everyone knows this, but you know when you look on news sites and then, I mean, I don't know what news sites everyone else is looking at. Maybe this doesn't happen at the Times, but on news.com.au, half of the fucking page is like a million like sponsored, like all these crazy, yeah, like pictures.
Just like
and
clickbait.
Things. Clickbait, baby. And so I saw this clickbait that is a photo, and we'll post this on Instagram. Look at Big Natural Talents, of a blue,
like a blue man.
A blue man, but not of the blue man group.
No, no, no.
We're talking
a darker shade. This is
a darker, grayer kind of blue. And the tagline underneath it says, family's bizarre blue skin due to incest.
Wow. And can I say as well, wow, before we get into this, I love, and I'm exactly the same, but what I love about this most is like going to a news site and seeing the news headlines and it's all about the fucking interest rate or just boring wars, economics. Scroll down a little bit further. The font's a little bit different on this part of the news page. It looks a little bit stranger, but all of these stories are the ones that are jumping out to me. It's the clickbait. Yes! It's the computer virus ones that are like, woman discovers a new melon that made her lose 5 kilos in 1 hour. I'm like, wow, this is news. I don't know what's going on in Ukraine, but this is news.
They should print,
yeah,
a newspaper with just that news.
God, I would love to read that.
That's free. And that gets sent to your door, like olden day times.
Extra, extra. I'll deliver it.
Anyway, so obviously I sent this to Lauren and I was like, well, should we talk about this?
Look into this.
One of the girlies' favorite topics for new listeners, incest is more common than you think, is one of our main catchphrases, and that's because of all the gossip we get about incest. Well, boy, is this, I've hit the what's the word?
The nail?
The no,
jackpot.
No. What? No, no, no. No, listen, listen. What does the Titanic hit?
Iceberg.
Oh, iceberg. I've hit a giant iceberg of incest gossip because I thought this story would lead me to a virus. Mm-mm. It led me to important work about a real thing that exists.
Wow.
So in Kentucky, in America, there was like this guy and this girl who lived in this really like remote part of the country, and they got married and they had like 13 children.
Too many.
Well,
kids.
What do you know? Too many is number one. Number two, a bunch of them were blue. Okay? And they're like,
a bunch of the kids were blue. Wait, do they have pictures of the kids?
You better fucking believe it.
And how blue?
Really blue. Like, not blue, man. Don't think bright. Think like
dark
pastel. Ooh. Dark pastel.
Sexy.
Like blue mixed with a deep gray. Okay.
Oh my God. Wait, this reminds me as well. What was that movie with like Frankie Muniz and?
Oh my God. Yes. When he dyes the pool blue. Big fat liar.
And the guy was blue. Maybe it was
God,
actually
screaming
an incest parable all along. We'll have to yes rewatch it with this new information in mind. But anyway, so some of these kids are blue.
Okay. I need you to know, for Googling purposes for everyone and to look on the Instagram, it's called the Fugate family. So
how do you spell that?
What? F-U-G-A-T-E.
Okay.
So what is essentially happening is that these people both had these genes, and I think because they lived in such a remote part, everything, incest was happening all the time because they literally knew no one else. They lived no one else. So they even said in one case, someone married their aunt. We've got cousins marrying each other, someone marrying their aunt. And I was listening to this video and it was so funny. The video was like, babe, incest in the olden days wasn't a big deal.
Way like, more common us, than you think.
Way more common than you think. And way more popular than you would believe. I just love to think that, like...
It was the hottest trend in town.
I just think it's funny that, like, the video was a little bit like, hey, you're judging them? Back then, no one was judging them. Everyone was like, go off. You know, it's like incest was, like, more common than you think and had to happen.
It was a different time.
It was a different time. It was a different place. So, essentially, what it is called, and I'll find the word. It's, like, really hard to say. It's called methemoglobinemia. And anyways, what that means is the blood is not getting enough oxygen passed through it because it has too much of the metho blah 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 stuff, which means their fucking blood is like a deep brown.
Wow.
And so their skin goes blue because it, like, I don't know, science.
Wow.
And so you can Google these and there's all these photos of these blue kids, and they were like, and no one really cared, like they were all just in the bush and it was fine. And that's, I just thought, fucking hell, what a monster of an incest story.
Yeah, so then these blue kids, like, because I guess it was normal to the family, then, you know, they had accepted it, so they didn't have trouble fucking their sister or something because they were fine with it. But maybe that's kind of problem, because they couldn't go outside the family because people would be like, you're blue.
Yeah, well, listen to this. So they were like, after being blue for 162 years, the Fugate family members weren't completely shunned by Kentucky locals. They'd always been blue and no one questioned it. It was only until Patrick and Rachel Ritchie reached out to Dr. Madison Cowen, a hematologist, for help. The cure for the metho blah 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 they were suffering from was to help the siblings feel less uncomfortable with themselves. The blue skin was a clear indication of inbreeding, and you can only imagine the fear they were experiencing.
I guess.
So, and because the family members refused to leave for treatment and preferred seclusion, the doctor visited the family instead. And blah, blah, blah. I think they decreased the blue and then something, something, something.
They pinked them up.
Yeah. So, anyways, this is a big story that I will read more about, but what a news story that a little article led me to. A little, what's it called?
I always forget. Clickbait.
Clickbait.
That's why you should always take the bait, because you never know what little rabbit hole it's going to lead you down. And that was actually really interesting. I wonder, like, who writes clickbait? I think people do it. I've heard of someone, like, their job was, like, to write clickbait or something. Personally, my dream. But, like, why do they want us to read this blog about the blue family? Is it a government initiative to stop incest or...
Yeah, I think there's a lot to be learned from people who commit incest.
Absolutely.
That's the message.
Yeah.
Incest is more common than you think, and there's a lesson to learn always.
Absolutely. And there's always a lesson.
What's your news? I want to hear your goss. We got so much to get through. Let's run it through.
Well, I've got listener goss. I also had, I don't know if you still wanted to talk about it, or we could just talk about it really briefly because it seems like complicated and boring. Guy Sebastian is suing his manager. Did you still want to talk about that? Oh,
yeah. I forgot about that. That was meant to be really important.
Jenna said that. Do you want us to talk about this? And I said, yeah, research it. And then she sent me the screenshot of the blue man. So now I'm realizing that's what you were trying to read. But then you saw that,
Yeah. Well, I can speak, so I did think this was interesting because everyone knows Lauren's a fan, not of Guy, no. Of Jules Sebastian.
Yes.
And so, Lauren, do you know that Jules Sebastian's husband, who is a little bit of fame for being a singer-songwriter, he is in the middle of suing his manager for, like, stealing and embezzling, like, almost $1 million from him. And from what I read initially before I got sidetracked by the Blue Man Group was that this trial had been going for ages and had been, like, plagued by the judge who was initially doing it died. And then there was, like, they had to change the judge. And then, like, most recently they were supposed to, like, have a ruling on it. And one of the jury didn't show up because their kid was in hospital. And so it's just been dragged out for long and long and long. And so that's what I thought was more interesting than him. It's a very, like, tit for tat. They're both saying that each of them, you know, one's denying, one saying it was the other.
Because, I was looking at it as well. And it's crazy. Like, there's just so much stuff. And he's, like, saying he embezzled, like, $900,000. And, like, that's so much money. But also, I feel like I would be so vulnerable to a manager or anyone. Like, I remember even, like, I used to, like, live with my really good friend, thankfully, who is, like, such a good friend that she would never embezzle me. But I would just be like, have I paid rent? Like, do I need... And she'd just be like, hey, send me rent. And, like, I would just send it, like... And she never took advantage of me, but I would just always joke. I was like, you could tell me that I haven't paid rent, and I would send it. And I'd think, wow, there's not much money in my bank account now, but... God.
I trust her.
I'm like a little goldfish walking around.
Me too.
With a bank account. Anyway, I was reading about it. And then they also mentioned in the news story, it talked about, just because it was like a reference point or something about guys' history with the law. Apparently in like 2012, I think, there was an intruder trying to get into Guy and Jules's house in Maroubra. So this was when like their baby was just newborn. Jules was at home with the baby, of course. She was probably cooking something with cream in it. Just for context, the reason I'm obsessed with Jules Sebastian is because she posts cooking videos on Instagram. And for a while, she was posting like just so much cream-based recipes. And it was very fun to me. Anyway, that's all you need to know. But she called Guy to be like, there's someone trying to get in the gate. And then Guy raced home on his motorbike. And then got off his motorbike and, like, grabbed the guy and, like, allegedly headbutted him. And then this was all coming up in court because his manager was alleging that Guy has, like, a violent history. And they were like, you headbutted this guy. And Guy was like, look, I told people I headbutted him because it sounded cool. But actually, like, I just, like, grabbed him. I didn't purposefully headbutt him. And then the mystery of this, which I'm sure someday somebody... I mean, if not me, we'll make an investigative podcast about this, is that the guy, the robber, had pressed charges against Guy for, like, headbutting him and attacking him, even though he was breaking into his house. But then the charges were dropped after the judge heard Jules Sebastian's 000 call from the day, because he said that her call...
I thought you were going to be like, yeah. wait. I thought you were going to say, when the judge heard Jules Sebastian's recipe for a cream gazpacho.
We're going to drop these charges because this soup is disgusting. And that is punishment enough for this man.
So when he heard her call, okay, continue.
Yeah, but it's really vague because so when the judge heard Jules's 000 call, he said that like her call wasn't like in line with what she gave as her statement or something like that. And so the case was dropped. So he was making out that she was lying in her statement or I don't know. It's like sus and I couldn't find much more info on this, but I just... thought it was great news for Jules. I mean, not great news for Jules, like just some great Jules news, because you know Jules news usually isn't very interesting. Yeah. Because the other Jules Sebastian news that I found was her just like recommending her favorite chairs from Big W this year, which I enjoyed, but I won't bring it to the table. Did that make sense at all?
It totally made sense. More what I'm wrapping my head around is like, so the criminal brought charges to Guy, even though he was the one who was trying to break in? Or was it Guy bringing charges to the...
God, like, I think...
It's confusing. I was just going to be like, why would a case be dropped if someone's lying? Anyways.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let me see.
Maybe it's...
Okay, wait. So Jules Sebastian was also quizzed on Friday over a police statement she made about the incident when they broke in and how charges against the intruder were eventually withdrawn after a magistrate heard her 000 call. So, no, it's like the charges against the intruder were withdrawn. Like, it's like bad for Jules.
Yeah. Bad for Jules. Which means, you know what we need to do? We need to get our little paws on that 000 call.
Mm. I wonder how we could. If anyone can get their hands on Jules Sebastian's 000 call from 2012... Firstly, are you okay? Secondly, pass it on.
Thank you.
Thanks for that.
Should we go to listener goss?
Yeah, how about we do the listener goss that I got sent, and then you can finish with that thing that we've got to play for our listeners. The big finish.
Oh, yeah.
So we got sent this gossip a little while ago, actually, and I'm sorry that we haven't read it out before now. We're just disorganized and terrible. But this person also came to see my trial show. Thank you. I remember you. And it's some work gossip, some sexy affair work gossip. Okay. And so this is at a new job. And on the first day of her training, she instantly bonds with another girl who's a little bit older than her. And she's like super cool and sophisticated. At the time, she was like really naive and young, a sad little virgin with no self-esteem and a binge drinking problem, which actually sounds like you're pretty cool. Binge drinking is pretty sick. So, but she says like, you know, this new friend is cool and confident. And although she has a boyfriend, she was never short of male attention. So they're instant best friends. Eventually, the girl's friend and her boyfriend break up, and it's not long before she meets another guy. She can't quite remember the timeline, but at some point, they began a friendship as well with one of the guys at work. And it was kind of weird because, like, the guy at work was a bit older, not, like, heaps older, but, like, late 20s where they were, like, pretty young. I think, like, not young, young, like, 18 or something. But this guy that they were friends with at work was engaged. And everyone in the office was really sus because, like, that guy, like, didn't really socialize with anyone. But now he was, like, all of a sudden friends with the two young girls and he was besties. So long story short, they start an affair and then our listener helps hide it because it's her friend having an affair with the guy and she, like, helps hide it. And she was not hiding it very well, I think. She said, like, everyone was really sus. Even, like, his fiance was like, what's going on? And it was, like, really hectic and stressful. But eventually, like, the affair came out and he broke off the engagement. And then they actually, like, got together officially, which is kind of a happy ending for an affair. But anyway. And so then she, like, leaves the job and got a new job. And she, like, decided that it was, like, just all too much, especially after, she says, an incident in which they boned in the hotel bed next to me. Can you imagine that?
No.
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 Nightmare.
No and no.
Anyway, and then eventually she hears that they, like, got married themselves, actually. And, yeah, it all worked out. And they found, she found out as well that, like, when she left work, they tried to convince people that, like, she was the one banging him and having the affair, not the other friend, to make them look better.
That's drama. Not on. I wonder if you would, like, if you got married after cheating and breaking on a fiancé, would you, like, tell your kids?
Yeah, hey, I guess you might. Like,
you might.
Especially if everyone else in your life, like, knows about it and it's the same social groups or something and your friends. But
yeah,
I think it happens more often than you think.
Cheating is more common than you think.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. not just incest-based. Anyway.
Okay, what's next?
Next one. This is also a good work story. So at her next job, she was a little bit older, a bit more wise, and she was at home like on a Saturday night about to go to sleep, and her best friend from work calls her, okay? And like, you know, like, you're gonna get some tea if you're like home on a Saturday night and you get a call about work. I mean, either it's tea or like they want you to come in, which is a nightmare. But the goss was two of the managers were caught getting it on in one of their offices, and she can't remember like exactly how they got caught, but I think maybe a cleaner caught them after hours, and she told the front desk lady who told everyone. And there were two managers who were pretty high up. And the twist, these managers were both middle-aged ladies. Sexy LGBT office affair. Okay. And so, like, they were just, like, middle-aged ladies, and no one really knew if they were, like, lesbians or not. But one of them had, like, big lesbian vibe, she said. But the other one, like, had a child around her age and stuff and was divorced from a man, so it was kind of, like, a bit of a surprise. And they were always, like, close around the workplace and worked closer together. And, like, once they, like, went on a coffee run, and then there was always kind of an implication of, like, oh, are they? I don't know. But anyway, it, like, got out, and then one of the more senior ladies, like, went on leave for a really long time because it was, like, a bit of a scandal. But I thought that was so horny and scandalous.
That is so horny and hot and crazy. And something that would be huge if it was happening to you.
Yeah.
Like, huge.
It was like two managers had sex, and I'm picturing, like, you know, just like some boring,
a disgusting man. Yeah.
Yeah. But then it's two.
And it was two girlies.
Two ladies. Two mums. Oh.
That is iconic. Okay, let's bring it home with this.
Okay.
So, this gossip is amazing because it's acoustic based. Mm. I'll just read the email.
Yeah.
My queens, I just had to share this freaky voicemail I got. I have absolutely no idea who it is from. It's obviously a wrong number. My friends and I can't agree as to whether this man was calling for sex or drugs. Beware, it's extremely creepy. But I have to know, what do you ladies think? Of course, only if you want to. I just want to shout out who this is. I don't know if I should say her name, maybe not, but we love this girlie so much. She's the best.
Yeah.
So here's the voicemail.
Oh, I don't know if this is the right number or not, but I don't think I should leave a message just in case it's not, because I don't think it would be understood. It has to do with runs and stockings. You know what runs are in your stockings? How one gets a run in her stockings. It's a complicated concept. Okay. If you do get it, and if it is relevant to you, meaning you know who this is, then call me back. And I'll figure out what to do about the run in the stocking. Oh, it's cold. Bye.
Oh my God.
Can I just say, it's so breathy, this message.
Oh, it's insane. And then at the end, he's like, it's cold. Like, was... And it's like, okay, I'm sorry. So what is she... In the email, she says they can't work out if he's calling for sex or...
Sex or drugs. I mean, gun to my head, it's sex. It's sex.
Gun to the person putting a gun to my head, it's murder. It's a psychosexual murderer in the fashion of BTK. This needs to be sent to the FBI.
There should be new law that, you know, when you say gun to the head of the person who's got the gun to my head.
Yeah.
That's that movie that ends with everyone shooting each other by Scorsese.
Yeah. Or is that Reservoir Dogs or something?
No. Oh, it's really good. Scorsese.
Shooting.
Anyway.
That's what's happening. It's so gross. And he's like, and I should leave a message because I don't know if I got the right number. And what does he do? He proceeds to leave a message.
So true. And why would you not say who it is? Like, why would it be someone who it's not that you're not sure it's the right number and you're not saying who it is? Like, that's not normal.
Mm. But also, I guess he's not wrong in that if you know what he's talking about, then you'd probably know who it is. You know, it's not like calling up and saying, but, hey, just wondering if you want to go for dinner on Friday night. You know who it is if hearing that. It's very specific.
But like, if I know you, Lauren, and I want to have sex with you about your stockings,
yeah,
I would be like, hey, Lauren. Like, why would I be calling you thinking I don't know if it's getting to you?
Yeah.
So that means there's mystery around the number, meaning either it's like it must be from fucking Craigslist. It must be like on a sheet of paper, like something's meaning that is like, I'm not sure. I don't know. That's my take. And this is where I'm doing a big call out. This needs all our little Biantinis. I want all the brains trust. Like, message us what the fuck you think. What are the vibes you got from it? Like, give us the name of this guy. Give us the story. Give us the background. Give us the... What's happening with the runs in the stocking? Like, is he, like, putting his dick in the run? Is he just, like... Maybe it's just a fetish. Like, is this a fetish call? Or is this drugs?
No.
Are the police going to come and say it's code for drugs? Yeah. And this is like a huge drug lord.
Maybe someone will be like, oh my God, it's so embarrassing. You guys are so choogy that you don't know. Everyone calls smoking weed, putting a run in your stockings now. But no, I'm getting big sex vibes from this and like fetish and... And he has an accent too. Like, that is actually, I think this listener is overseas, but ugh.
Yeah, yeah. Just, it's so funny and amazing. And it's like gonna go down in history as one of the biggest mysteries that when I die, and I've said this, I hope I get to say to the big man upstairs, all right, play me what happened here.
Yeah.
Like a Netflix documentary, like a Netflix series. I get to watch what led that man to that call. And then he must have had to call someone else to get the girl with the run in the stockings, you know?
If you're the girl with the runs in the stockings and you're fucking this guy, phone in. If you heard that and you go, oh, phone my in. God, that's so embarrassing. That's my fiancé. He was calling because I got a run in my stockings at work and he had to bring me some new ones.
Iconic. All right, I think we should wrap it up.
Yep. It's roop roop. Let us know about the stockings, man, if you know. And also, if you want to hear more about Conchita's work drama on the Patreon, we have so many bonus episodes out now and we are putting them out twice monthly. You can check that out on our Patreon, Big Natural Talents, and subscribe there for exclusive content.
And for the photos of the Blue family and everything else, to keep in touch with us, follow us on Instagram at Big Natural Talents.
And that's about it.
And that's it.
And that's that on that.
See you next week.
Bye, teenies.
Peace.